At one time, it was K rations, stuff that came in a can, which finally the general officers, quite a number of years ago, said, we got to do better than this. And that gave rise to the MRE, the meal ready to eat, which comes in a lot of varieties, some of them quite tasty, and, you know, reasonably well liked by the troops. Well, it might be time to move over MREs. The Army's developing a 3D food printer for soldiers in the field. Now, if successful, soldiers will instantly have access to their food of choice by pressing the print button. I'm probably oversimplifying it a little bit. The new technology could save money, avoid wasted food, and give soldiers more choices. For details, we turn to Laura Oleksik. She's the food leader at the Army Natick Research Development and Engineering Center. Laura, good morning.
Good morning.
So what is a 3D food printer? Tell us what it is you're working on from a technology standpoint.
Well, we are actually haven't started the project yet, but we did receive approval to begin it around FY16. And what we'd like to do is investigate how we could use the 3D printing technology to produce foods on demand on or near the battlefield that would meet a warfighter's specific nutritional requirements depending on what scenario he's in.
So what might this look like? I mean, we've heard about 3D printers, say, where I guess they make things of plastic or even metal, but food seems more complicated.
Right, and it certainly will be more complicated. Right now, the 3D food printing technology is really in its infancy, and it's not nearly as advanced as other 3D printing technologies that are being marketed. But it's really only been demonstrated in the food application in the confectionery industry. For instance, you could design a something to print onto a cake or a cookie using icing as the printing medium. And you would design it on your computer, and then when you press print, a little cartridge or a nozzle will move over the item you want to print on, and it would put down sequential layers of ingredients at the sub-millimeter scale right onto that cookie or cake. So for us, you know, it would be much more complicated. We'd like to print foods that have a very particular nutritional breakdown. You know, we would have ingredients that might offer a specific amount of protein or carbohydrate or even certain vitamins and minerals. And you would basically design the food on a computer using a SolidWorks type of computer-aided design software. And when you're ready to print, the computer would signal a variety of different nozzles to rotate and basically deposit the food in exactly the pre-programmed shape and design that you specified.
So what is the more difficult challenge do you anticipate? Creating the right compound or making it something that's palatable and appealing?
It would be both of those things. The first challenge we would have is to even build a printer that would allow us to test various food matrices. So we'd have to determine when you put a food through the printer nozzle, it basically extrudes it. You know, we would have to have a slurry or a paste and see what happens to the nature of the protein or carbohydrate or fat before it's printed and after it's printed.
I mean, it works great with chopped liver.
It works very well with something simple like chocolate or icing or something that's very homogeneous.
So how you said you're about 2 years away from actually being able to do this, but you're laying the groundwork now. How are you doing the research? What sort of things are you pulling together?
Well, We're certainly, you know, investigating what's being developed for the market now. And there are some early prototypes of kitchen printers where you could do basically what I mentioned earlier, something simple. But we are working with MIT Lincoln Labs who are helping us to design a printer where we can put different matrices through it to see what happens to that chemically. So we're working with them in the year prior to our project starting to just see if it's feasible to do this. We're also considering what the nutritional requirements might be for a soldier in the future. Now, it sounds like science fiction, but it is possible that our soldiers would be able to wear sensors that would determine their nutritional status based on a specific scenario that they might be in, so that at that point we could program what they're going to need in terms of nutrients into the software. So we're investigating different software programs now that are available that would allow us to do that.
We're speaking with Lauren Alexic. She is the food leader at the Army's Natick Research, Development, and Engineering Center in Natick, Massachusetts. And so I guess my question is, the Army and the armed services learn things from each major conflict. Are there any things with respect to nutrition and food in the field that we have learned from the Iraq and Afghanistan wars?
Well, we do know that our standard combat ration, the MRE, and other special purpose rations that are designed for different scenarios will provide the nutritional requirements they need in those scenarios. But there are certain environments, such as the Arctic or high altitude, high temperature scenarios, where they need more of specific nutrients. So that's something we have learned over the years, and because of that, our current rations are designed to offer that variety as needed. So this would take into account, the 3D printing would take into account exactly that information that we've already gathered.
And this does sound like such an amazing project. I'm wondering, why is it a compelling thing to develop? And what sort of problems does the Army have that you think this could possibly solve?
Well, the mission of my team is to look at novel food processing technologies that will enable us to produce rations that have a very fresh-like quality to them. More importantly than that, though, is how do we retain nutrients after processing? So we do provide rations that are healthy and nutritious, but there are other ways to process and produce rations to give them a more nutritionally dense product. And also, to please the warfighter's palate, we continually have to, you know, address what is acceptable to them in terms of sensory aspects, you know, flavor and texture. And after a three-year shelf life requirement, that's not easy to do. So our rations are very unique, and unlike food for general public, we have to have a three-year shelf life without refrigeration. The foods have to be safe to eat. They have to withstand extreme climatic temperatures from minus 60 Fahrenheit to 120 Fahrenheit. You know, they have to withstand transportability and delivery, sometimes aerial delivery. You know, they have to be lightweight and compact to lighten the soldier's carrying load. All these things, including it being nutritionally balanced and having universal acceptance by the warfighter, makes it difficult. We can't just use traditional processing methods for every product every time. So some of these novel food technologies we find will enable us to produce those foods that meet the warfighter's demands and meet those unique requirements.
So with a 3D printer, conceptually, you would just have to worry about being able to preserve the raw ingredients, you know, choosing the raw ingredients for a food that can withstand, as you said, 3 years or hard conditions or things like that, as opposed to something that is already a finished food.
That's partially right. That would be the main, we've envisioned that as being the main application, that it might be provided to a warfighter somewhere on or near a battlefield, possibly in a base camp setting or even a field kitchen. And then we would have the ingredients available for them to print foods that are tailored to their nutritional demands. But with it, this technology is advancing so rapidly that I can also envision seeing printers being installed in the food processing plants and maybe being even used to produce foods that meet our military requirements in terms of shelf life, and then that can be assembled into rations. Because we don't really envision the printers replacing rations in the field. It would be more just to address nutritional needs that are near the battlefield.
So it might be something that's more forward deployed in the kinetic zone, whereas the MRE and other forms, even cooked food for the rear echelons, would remain.
That's true, but 3D printers could essentially be used to produce those foods as well for ration application.
And
because
it's just
so customizable and it can do so many things, it's just a matter of advancing the technology to make it faster.
And earlier you said that the idea of a kind of a bodysuit that would take status of different vital signs of a soldier, would also include nutritional requirements as part of the sensor load, I guess. You're working with other parts of research in the Army to so that that all comes out at the same time or has some integrated outcome?
Yes, that is definitely what we envision for Force 2025, that is something that can be done. It's not that far off. There are ways to measure nutritional status. So that's something that we think would be integrated very well with something like a 3D printer. And that human system integration part of this is very critical too. You know, how that's going to be a major point of investigation is how would the soldier himself integrate with a printer in terms of these sensors, and also how easy is it to use the printers? This is going to have to be something that's quite simple to do.
And you mentioned a couple of times wanting to please the palate. Have you tasted food from the confectionery printers that you mentioned?
I have not yet. I'm certainly aware of them, and I've seen them. And the fact that most of the applications right now are simple sugar solutions, I believe it probably tastes exactly like you would expect icing on a cake to taste. In some cases, the food does appear to be extruded, but I still believe it is mostly a sugar-based product. So the real challenge will be in seeing what happens when we try to put a dough through a printer or a sauce or, you know, some other.
Or a hamburger.
Matrix. Or a hamburger. I have seen photos where they're printing meat substitutes and meat-like items just experimentally at this point, but I don't think those are even consumed at this point. But it's amazing what they can print, so food is not that far off from reality.
Yeah, well, Lauren Alexic, we wish you the best of luck. It's fascinating. Thank you.
Thank you.